ill will, wrong view. So those are the Ten Commandments. If we follow that, we will lead a very disciplined life. Next slide, please. And that discipline is what we can overcome greed. Now, the story. Well, do I have time to tell all these stories? All right. Okay, a quick story, okay. It's called discipline. And actually, it's also talking about other things. So two Japanese monks was walking back to their temple. They came across a very dirty stream. So they saw a beautiful woman there. Now, these monks came from a sect that they are not supposed to touch female. So the older monk quickly carried that woman, walked across the stream so she didn't have to dirty her clothes. The younger monk followed. And so once they crossed the stream, the older monk put the woman down and kept on walking. So the younger monk kind of constantly thinking, you know, why is he breaking the discipline? Why is he so undisciplined? Why is he, you know, I'm going to tell the chief monk about it and he should be disciplined. He's not supposed to touch women. But by the time they got to the temple an hour later, so the young monk finally couldn't stop himself and asked the older monk, why did you break the discipline? Why are you so irrational? And why did you do that? True, right? Broke the rules. And you know what the older monk said? I left that woman on the side of the river. You are still carrying her. So discipline. Next slide, please. The next thing I want to talk about is humility and generosity, okay? Now, like AWE is not restricting to Buddhism. I like to quote Jesus. I will quote Muhammad once I have more understanding of what he said. Now, Jesus and the widow's offering, okay, from St. Mark. But by the way, do you know St. Mark was written 100 years after Jesus was born? St. Mark was written 100 years later. He did not meet Jesus at all. He's basically based on other people's literature. And St. Mark is the first gospel in the Bible. Okay, everybody copies St. Mark. St. Luke and all these, Matthews and John. John is different. Alright, on verse 41. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. Next verse. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which made a farthing. And he called unto his disciples and said unto them, verily I said unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. Right? That's generosity. Now I'd like to ask you, if you believe Jesus is the Son of God, right, obviously, well, he has some tone. He can predict and he can see through that woman. I was kind of, well, you know, always troubled by this a little bit. You know, in American TV, we have those hoarders, right? We all heard about the hoarders. Some of them can be millionaires. They look so poor. They pick up the garbage. They eat from the garbage. But they actually lost the money. So how did Jesus know that a woman is not a hoarder? He's Son of God, of course. But I don't believe he's Son of God. Or why? That woman could have, well, just be a miser as the Pharisees. Okay? So what is actually Jesus trying to say? There may be another meaning, which St. Mark didn't get. Alright, let's bring out another example. Next slide, please. Bodhidharma. Okay, do we know who he is? He's the Indian monk that came to China and started Chinese Zen. Bản Mô Dù Sĩ, okay? Shaolin Temple, that's right, okay? Now, his first instruction to Emperor Wu of the Liang Dynasty. You know, this amazes me. Back in those days, it looks like he can just walk up there and say, hey, you know, I'm from India. So he went up to the king, the emperor, and said, okay, I want to talk to you. Can you imagine all those Sri Lankan or whatever refugees that came to Vancouver? Oh yeah, I'm going to see the Prime Minister, you know, he can just walk in, right? Oh, come on, you know, I don't know the process, okay? Just, I don't think Emperor Wu has all this time to sing there whenever, you know, someone come in and just say, okay, I'll talk to you, and he will talk to them. So, you know, there's something going on that I just don't understand, but that's irrelevant. So, Emperor Wu asked Bodhidharma, all my life, I've built temples, given sanctions to the Sangha, practiced giving, and arranged vegetarian feasts. What merit and virtue have I gained? Right? He did a lot of good deeds. Do you know what Bodhidharma said to him? None, was the reply. Why? Look, this guy did more than anybody else. He's Emperor Wu. Bodhidharma said, you have no virtue and you have no merit. Why? Bodhidharma couldn't be wrong. Nobody remember Emperor Wu, but we all remember Shaolin Temple. Yeah, thank God for him being so stupid and ignorant. We have Shaolin Kung Fu. And the film industry made millions and billions of dollars out of this guy. Okay? So, somebody's ignorance sends you someone else's treasure. Alright, next. That's what according to the Platform Sutra of the Sixth Patriarch. Inner humility is merit. Outer practice of reverence is virtue. Those who slight others and do not cut off the me and mine are without merit. Remember what Emperor Wu said to Bodhidharma? How much merit? He didn't say, do I have any merit? He said, how much merit do I have? He's talking about me and mine and I. And the good sage was saying, none. Okay, because he did not have humility in his mind. The vain and unreal self-nature is without merit because of the me and mine and because of the greatness of the self, the ego. Okay, that's of the same thing, okay? This is from the sixth picture of Chinese Zen. Yes?
When you say the me and mine, in our modern day, you know, remember Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, giving to charity or whatever, the philanthropist adventure, you know, for my family millions of their wealth. Would you consider this sin?
Ha ha. The true intent of helping others is selfless. Retaining the name is self. So that's some elements of it, which is good, but Warren Buffett didn't say to Bodhidharma, how much merit do I have? He just gave. He didn't ask people to put a statue up in his name. He didn't like the hospitals that we have here. XYZ to win, right? He did not give that way. In fact, Warren Buffett told Bill Gates, spend it, and don't you invest it, because I am a better investor than you are. Just use it, okay? And he never tell Bill Gates, make it a Warren Buffett trophy. He just say, spend it. Okay, that's selfish to me. Next slide, please. Okay, now how are these two stories different? The Bible story and Emperor Wu, to me it's the same story. Unfortunately, the Bible didn't recognize the importance of what Jesus said. That, unfortunately, to me, is sad. Next slide, please. So, we have humility, overcoming conceit. The next one, simple. Okay, this is a beautiful slide. All these gentlemen traveling, and that cat obviously has the confidence. Okay. No doubt about it. Folks, no doubt about it. Okay? You and I would even walk past. Okay. That cat, nothing to it. That's confidence, folks. No doubt. Okay? Next, please. So, if we respond this way, to events, our thought process is going to be totally different. Next slide, please. Now, this is identification with things. I think we can skip those, okay? in light of time. If you have a chance to review it, you can apply all these, okay? So we'll ship it until later on. Okay, ego is one conflict, we know that. Ego likes role playing, okay, that's the last lecture. And so we can skip that. Now, this I'd like to say for a second, okay? Ego doesn't have to be individual, it can be collective. We fight wars for what reason? This guy, we all know, he's a devil. Right? Why is he holding on to power? All those five cardinal sins, he did not go to the other side of the box. So ego doesn't have to be individual, it can be collective. Next slide, please. Now, ego leads to greed, ego feeds hostility, ego is stubborn, ignorant. No question about it. Right? Money, money, dollar, dollar, yow, 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 and no one knows. So again, the same thing. Now, there was a question asked, can ego be good? I think one of my last slides said, yeah, ego can be good. It's how you use it. Just like that thought process we talked about. It's just a thought process. How the response generates is what makes it evil. Next slide, please. If you use the five cardinal sin to fit into that ego pattern, it's no good. But if you use the enlightenment teachings to feed back into it, you can actually grow it bigger, but to good deeds. Next slide, please. So ego can be good. Now, let's define it. Now, the terms may not be as simple as what we talk about greed. Okay, I do use big ego to overcome that greed, but it's the same idea. Okay? Now, Buddha, Yahamata, right? Or Yahama. Buddha is just you and I, everybody. Our true nature is Buddha. Our true consciousness is Buddha. Every one of us is a Buddha. Are exceedingly insatiable. We are greedy. Buddha is really greedy. Greedy for what? To help us enlighten. To teach us the Dharma. Right? And he never failed. For 30 odd years, okay? The first Buddha that we talk about, teach his students, and his students start teaching the world. Okay? So he is extremely, extremely greedy in that sense. And he is trying to enlighten everybody with his enlightenment. Okay, Shikigaba, Bodhisattva, is insatiable in liberating all beings from hell. Now this is greed too, isn't it? Extremely greedy to say, if hell is not empty, I am not going to Nirvana. Well, isn't that a big greed? That's a big ego. So to answer the question, can ego be good? Yeah, how you use it. That's a huge, huge, humongous, infinitely large ego. Now, Buddha are antagonistic to suffering and extremely persistent. He is stubborn. He's ignorant in that sense. Okay? He's immovable in trying to guide sentinel beings. Why is he so stubborn? For common good. Their goal is for the salvation of others and not for themselves. That is the difference, ladies and gentlemen.